I think the government do need to give some certainty to it. Like, you know, I know, like, I think the Donegal people are sort of being used as a pawn in this whole thing. You know, the cap is the big issue. Like, you know, when they're trying to, you know, create issues like this flight, the cancer flight, like, you know, to bring, you know, to bring it to a head and try to force the government into up on the cap. Like, you know, you got to remember too, in Donegal, like, we've no rail link. You know, we've no motorway network. Bus services, they don't really run. There's a lot of that, you know, flights from Donegal, you know, or up to Dublin are essential, you know, for a lot of people in West Donegal, like, you know, because it's just the quickest and easiest way to get there, like, you know. So, and like, you got to remember too, that, you know, a lot of the services have been stripped away from the Donegal hospitals over the years, like, you know. So, listen, the government were, that's all issues that the government have created over the last, you know, 100 years, you know. So, it's up to the government now to make sure that the people in Donegal that need this flight, you know, that it's available to them, like, you know, and whatever they have to do, they have to do, like, you know. But I think, as I said before, that we're being used as a pawn in this, like, you know. This is all about the passenger caps in Dublin, and you know, the people in Donegal are just been, or this is just one of the issues that they're trying to use to highlight the cap and put up the cap.